we went through the compulsory two-year house job, which is mandated by the Medical and Dental Council. We actually have fulfilled the requirements to be employed as medical officers. We've been waiting all this while to get financial clearance.
How many months have you stayed home?
It's been about 5 to 6 months at home.
So what are your grievances?
The main issue why we are still sitting at home and not working is because we need financial clearance. There's really no myth about it. We actually already were on the payroll before when we were house officers. We have a system where currently, as soon as you finish your house job, you're automatically taken off the payroll. It didn't used to be that in the past. At first, you just graduated seamlessly from house jobs and from a house officer to a medical officer. And if for one reason or the other, you are not working, then you are taken off the payroll. But you have a system now where right after house job, you actually are automatically taken off the payroll. And then you actually have to now go through the process again. Some of us actually have been to the Ministry of Health. They keep telling us the same story that they are working on it. There are a whole lot of health institutions that actually need doctors at the moment. So it's just the financial clearance we are waiting for.
The last time we spoke to the Director General of the Ghana Health Service, he gave the indication that doctors trained will have to apply for jobs, and this time you choose the region you want to. And I'm wondering if you have been informed about that procedure.
Well, we heard about that, but in any case, without a financial clearance, you can't even be employed anyway.
The Public Relations Office of the Ministry of Health, Robert Kujo, assured that the process of financial clearance is ongoing.
The process is ongoing. The list has been sent to the Ministry of Finance for clearance.
But are they aware of the process going on?
No, they are not the first people who have been employed in Ghana. Look at the number of nurses, doctors, and other health professionals that we have in the system.
Our understanding is that
the process. So what has changed this time around?
The change, according to Dr. Akwa, we just spoke to, is that in the past, after the housemanship, they were not taken off the payroll immediately. But currently, that is the case.
The process has to go at full length before these things are done. For example, all those who completed their training, did their rotation and other housemanship, whatever. Some of them are even organized. Some of them, I believe, wouldn't even like to work in the government sector. So it's not like a blanket general kind of recruitment, because we only wait to be given the green light, just like we've been doing all over the years. Is it that we don't know the challenges that we have as a nation? This country belongs to any political.
But we are talking of priorities, sir. We are talking of medical doctors. People are dying in facilities. That is why we are worried.
But don't think these 200 plus is the number who will save all the dying.
Even if one medical doctor can save one life, is that not important?
More than that. But my brother, over the years, we have been training them, we have been employing them. What is all special that at this time?